JC Electric. This is LaShawn. May I help you?
Hey, LaShawn. Is Anthony in?
He is not. May I take a message?
Yeah, it's Patrick with Cardiff. Are you guys maybe expecting him back in later this afternoon?
Yes, sir. I'm not sure exactly what time. He had to go to Birmingham today, so...
Oh, I gotcha. Maybe a good time I could reach him later on in the week or maybe next week if I don't, you know, hear back from him.
You know, it's hit and miss. I can't really say a specific day because he's out in the field so much.
Right, in and out.
I'm sorry, who did you say you were with?
Yeah, with Cardiff. And then I can leave you with my number if you want to have him give me a call.
Okay.
It's 858-252-1481.
Okay, and can I tell him what this is in reference to?
Yeah, it's just about some equipment and capital I talked to him about earlier in the summer. He told me to check back on you guys out there in Alabama later on in September.
Okay. All right, well, I'll be happy to give him the message, and he can give you a call back.
Yeah, definitely. Does he maybe have an email I could reach him at, too? I know he's pretty hit or missed on there.
Yes, you can send him an email at Anthony at jcellc.net.
LLC.net, perfect. And then does he maybe have anybody else who helps him out with, you know, all the financial decisions, or does he take care of just about all that?
Well, he is my husband, and I am the vice president, so I'm the other partner in this business. However, he makes all of those decisions, pretty much.
Right. Yeah, but I know being the wife, you probably pretty much have the final say, huh?
Well, that's what they say, but... He says I own it all, and it's all mine anyway, so I don't know. But no, we work together in this, and, you know, final decisions are always left up to him, so.
Oh, well, that's cool. It's, you know, probably nice to be running it with him and everything then, huh?
It is. It has its own challenges at times, but, you know, we've done pretty good to work through a lot of those, and I think we make a good team.
That's great to hear. Have you guys been having a pretty good year out there, too?
So far, so good.
That's good. Do you guys maybe have any plans or anything coming up for the rest of the year? Maybe any equipment you're looking to bring on?
You know, right now we're in the middle of kind of doing some restructuring. We have just done a company audit, and or I said company audit. It's actually more of not an audit, but a...
Evaluation.
Thank you. I was trying to think of the word. I'm like, oh, my mind just left. An email popped up for something I was looking for, so it just caught my eye, and I lost my train of thought.
Nice.
Anyway, basically, you know, we're doing some restructuring right now and trying to focus in on the company to make sure that we're making the right decisions where they need to be. And so right now that's where our focus is.
I gotcha. You guys kind of evaluate, you know, equipment and where you guys are at with the financials and everything towards the end of the year kind of too, or just whenever something comes up?
Well, yes, we typically do evaluate at least once a year, but, you know, there's not necessarily a set time.
Right, I gotcha.
At least not yet.
Yeah, right, I see. Have you guys already made any, you know, big purchases or brought anything big on to take advantage of the, you know, that tax write-off coming up towards the end of the year too, or...
Again, that's something that, you know, we're working on, and we've got our tax attorneys and everybody kind of in that with us to tell us which directions to go. And
right.
So, no, we've not made any decisions to do anything like that.
Oh, I see. You guys, you know, plan on taking advantage of that, too, just out of curiosity? Is that something you guys usually, you know, take advantage of?
I'm sure we probably will.
Yeah, I know they just raised that cap on it, too, so... Kind of another reason why I was giving you guys a call out there too. But do you guys, you know, have somebody you typically lean on when you guys do tend to finance the equipment, or is it just kind of a local bank out there in Millbrook? Or
we have a local bank that we work with.
Right, and then you guys typically finance the bigger equipment, or just kind of pay for it all out of cash?
It just depends.
Depends on like the size and amount and whatnot, right?
Right.
Right, I gotcha. And then we also do capital, too. I had you guys, I saw you guys did, you know, brought some on back in 2015 with national funding.
Yeah, that was kind of an emergency case. We needed some capital to work with, and so at that time, that was kind of needed right away, and we were in the midst of, we were actually with another bank, and so we've kind of changed banks and done some some changing up there to have more availability of funds and a bank that's more suited to work with small business as opposed to the one we were with. So.
Oh, I gotcha. Who do you guys switch from and whatnot?
We were with Max Federal Credit Union, and so now we have swapped over to another local bank here.
Oh, I gotcha. Do they give you guys a line and everything?
They do.
Oh, nice. Do you guys end up using that, or just kind of keeping it, whenever something comes up?
We have used it.
Right. Have you? Do you guys still have pretty significant remaining balance on it, or?
I'll be quite honest with you, Patrick. You're asking a whole lot of questions that I'm not comfortable in answering. I know you're just kind of trying to fill it out, see where we're at. But, I do know that right now, as far as, looking for additional funding, we're working with our current bank on that sort of thing. And, we're not necessarily looking for any additional capital right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not from outside companies anyway.
Oh, I gotcha. Did you said you already were looking with the bank you guys bank with right now for some additional funding?
No, but they are just filling our needs is what I'm saying. We have a line of credit with them, and we've not had to seek any additional funding or anything like that so far. So, we prefer to stay with them if possible. So.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, we're kind of a supplementary source of funding, the second hand, not really trying to replace that existing relationship you guys had, so.
Right, right. And, it's just a matter of what's going to be the better for the business, and so far they have kind of filled the bill, if you will.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but you're definitely welcome to send over that email to Anthony's email address. I'll give him this message, and we can move forward from there, okay?
Yeah, definitely. I guess I'll check back in on you guys towards the end of the year, too, if I don't hear anything back, and, see how everything's going out there in Alabama, too.
Sure, that's fine.
All right. And what was your name again, too, by the way? I didn't get that at the start.
It's LaShawn, LaShawn.
Nice. My little brother's name's Sean as well, and he spells it like that. I know there's a bunch of different ways to spell Sean, so.
There is. My name was spelled with some extra A's in it initially, and I changed it up the way it was spelled because nobody could ever read it. So, I was like, it's easy, La and Sean. See? La,
right.
Sean. They still don't get it, though.
Right. Was it L-A-A before and then Sean, or?
Actually, it was LaShawan. So all I really did was took out the last A and then capitalized the S so that it should be easier to read, but it still baffles people. So.
All right.
It's all right. I'm comfortable with it. So.
It's fine. Nice catching up with you, LaShawn. I'll shoot over your email to Anthony, and we'll go from there.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Yeah, bye.
You too.